Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thursday, lovely Thursday, Friday for Bob.
That's right. I don't want to do that to you guys, though. That's not fair. That is not fair to do that to you guys.
Oh. Senate Stadium bill passes.
What happened? It did?
That's what it says.
Where?
I don't know.
Cleveland? Because they got some money yesterday, I think.
And then right after that, looks like the start of Lethal Weapon 3. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morning with you as well on 96.5 The Fan on a Thursday morning. Bob is going to knock off another ballpark off his list tomorrow.
Yeah, Detroit. I've never been there. If anybody's been there and has a good recommendation for pizza or hot dogs or whatever you're supposed to eat in Detroit, let me know about that because we're headed there. They're playing the Cubs too, man. I get to see Pete Crow nice. Armstrong in person. That's a pretty good matchup right there. The Cubs and Tigers, like that's two really good teams right now in baseball.
You're going on Friday night?
Friday night and Saturday night, yeah.
That's Scoobal.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Scoobal pitching? That game will be over in 2 minutes. Hopefully it's Saturday afternoon and we can get a jump start on the evening, right? Like that'd be pretty good, but I get to see the Tigers up close and personal as we did last week here in Kansas City. I'm excited actually to see the Cubs and to see a new stadium. I've not really spent much time in Detroit either. Have you guys spent much time in Detroit at all? I've been to Detroit, I think, two times in my life. One was for the Super Bowl in 2006 when I first started to date my wife. So that was the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh won that one. Did they play Seattle in that Super Bowl? I think they did because I remember Mike Holmgren being there. And so I was there for that, and then we went back that same year, months later, for a family wedding, and my father-in-law kidnapped us, and we almost missed our flight. But other than that, I really haven't spent much time in Detroit, Michigan. So I don't know if I'm looking forward to Detroit. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about Detroit, but that was like 19 years ago is the last time that I've been to that city. So I'm sure it's changed a lot in that time. I'm just hoping I see Dan Campbell out and about. Like that would be cool if Dan Campbell's out at bars eating pizza and biting kneecaps. Like, let's go, Dan.
Let's go to an Applebee's.
That is true. I mean, the all-you-can-eat chicken tenders at $19.99. Load me up,
hell
baby.
Yeah.
Are the tenders good at the Bees?
Of course.
All right. Steelers defeated the Seahawks 21-10 in the Ford Field Super Bowl.
Okay. So that's what it was. I do remember being in Ford Field, not for the game, but like for the, you know, the media day stuff that we had back then. It wasn't like it is even now, you know, when you covered the Super Bowl, things were like in the middle of the day for media day. It wasn't that big a deal and whatnot. So it was different times back then. And, you know, the NFL continues to just grow any possible way that they can. And so they continue to do it. Nobody's getting sick of it, right? Like nobody's getting sick of the growth of the NFL. 18th game. Woohoo! Christmas Day. Yay! Thanksgiving. We just play whenever, and everybody just seemingly goes and watches what they've got to offer. So, long story short, yes, headed to Detroit. Hopefully the Tigers lose all three games to the Chicago Cubs.
That would be nice. That would be a very good surge to the division that the Royals are trying to take over with the addition of Caglione, that offense, as it was banged yesterday.
Yeah, it was. The game, they banged that thing early yesterday, too, which was
called
good.
It.
You know, but you did. Early in the day, you said, I don't know that this game is going to be, you know, taking place. And then Dusty texts me. He's like, I don't understand why people are mad at me for, you know, reporting about the weather and whatnot. It's like, aren't people looking at their weather app? And we're like, no, I guess not. They need to be spoon-fed the weather. But major tornadoes rolled through St. Louis last night, too. And so that's why they had to cancel the game.
Yeah, it was just a line of storms. And I was like, ooh, there's not really anywhere to play this game at today. And then all of a sudden I look at the radar. For some reason, I still had a pin that was down for St. Louis because we were there for the game on Wednesday.
Right.
And, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So we were there for the game Tuesday. And my phone goes off and it says tornado warning has been issued for the counties in St. Louis. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's still on here. And so then slightly after that, we get the information from Annie Rogers of MLB.com, and she's like, tomorrow there will be a doubleheader, 12:45 and 6:45 today. Yep. So an hour and a half of Cody and Gold. I don't know how much Carrington on the drive you'll get, probably 2 hours, and then Vern's got two on-deck shows he'll do today. He'll do one at 11:30. He'll do another one at 5:30, I believe. So Josh Vern, your double dip today on 96.5 The Fan. Some advice from the text line from Detroit. Derek.
All right. Oh, yeah, perfect, yeah.
Buddy's Pizza.
Okay.
Lafayette Coney Island.
All right.
Go to Motown Museum.
Oh, that's right. The Hittsville USA Museum. That would be kind of cool to go see. Yeah.
Also says do the Riverwalk behind the Renaissance Center.
Okay.
Nemo's Bar by the old Tiger Stadium.
All right.
Is very cool meetup point for the Tiger fans. A very old school sports bar.
All right.
So you'll get your Cheers theme there.
It's Nemo's, like, it's called, huh?
Nemo's. You got to find Nemo.
N-E-M-O.
N-E-M-O-S.
Nemo's Bar, Detroit.
You do announce this S, unlike Illinois.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
You got to get a Detroit-style pizza and send a picture to Mac and I, because I got Mac introduced to the Motor City Pizza double box set. You can get it at Costco. Yeah. Or you can get it at Hy-Vee as well. Super good.
It's
and
great.
Probably the bottom tier. You know, it's like if you go somewhere else and it's like burnt ends. Yeah. You're like, these are not.
Right.
This is like pedigree.
Right.
But yeah, you got to go somewhere where they have like the authentic Detroit style pizza. Because the other thing, too, is you only need like one slice.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you need. You don't need much of those Detroit-style pizzas. And so I am actually looking forward to that, having some of like the official Detroit-style pizza and whatnot. And so that'll be pretty good to kind of enjoy and see what all the hype is about actually in Detroit, and not having Detroit-style pizza out of a box in a microwave or in an oven, you know?
And then from the 816, my travel tips for Detroit don't go.
Don't go, yeah. A lot of people say that, right? But you know what? Casey Moe, St. Louis, all these cities, man, anymore are not safe. You just got to be careful. I know my mother-in-law is very worried. Oh my God, is everything going to be okay? I'm like, yeah, Detroit has a bad reputation, but you know, downtown Casey Mo ain't the safest place on earth. I think it was ranked the eighth most deadliest city in the world, right? St. Louis is always up there, and you enjoyed your time there yesterday. Mm. So it's all about how you handle things, how you behave. Always be aware of your surroundings. And you know, we're going in a group and there'll be a baseball game going on down there. So I think we'll be okay. I'm not too worried about that at all, but I'm actually excited to see their downtown ballpark. Cause I think if I'm not mistaken, they've got the downtown ballpark and the downtown football stadium. And you know, we've talked about downtown baseball for 25 years here and how much fun it is. I get to experience that again this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to that. And you know, it was something that we truly wanted here in Kansas City. I don't know if we're going to get downtown baseball ever, you know, here in Kansas City. Doesn't appear to be trending that way. Mm-hmm. But you know, you get that experience of everybody just kind of being down there and converging and hanging out in the bars and whatnot. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the trip.
So I Google search famous pizza places in Detroit. Uh-huh. The first one that came up was Buddy's Pizza.
Buddy's, I've heard that a lot.
That's what Detroit Derek was saying. Mm-hmm. It got a 4.6 rating out of 3,600 reviews. It's the most reviewed place there. It says $10 to $20 is what you'll spend.
Okay.
So, and then the first comment says, really worth it. Great food, nice people, and a huge fence all around.
A huge fence. What do we need a fence for? I'm out of pizza.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That's all I want is to eat some pizza. I don't need a fence.
And then what is that? That's probably not that long of a flight.
It's an hour and a half, 2 hours roughly. Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
Two drinks down before the flight takes off, a drink on the flight, you're good.
I was telling you yesterday, my friend, that I've had four beers on a flight between here and St. Louis. So
Wade Bob.
Yeah. Yes, it's a good one. I do like that. That's really good. Wade Bob. Yeah. I wish I was Wade Boggs.
Same
I really
high school
do.
As Jack Caglione.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I wish I was Wade Boggs. He would have been a hell of a baseball player
Did
to be.
Did you watch any of that Stanley Cup final last night?
Very little of
Dude,
it
I
last
was locked
night.
In.
Were you locked in last night?
I watched
night?
The whole
yeah.
thing.
Good.
Because the Royals got banged.
Yep.
I didn't really have anything else going on TV-wise. I plan on watching Caglione's second game. Today we get a double dip of Cags, which is, I would assume, he'll play right field because that's where he was
that's
lined
where he's
up
gonna go yesterday. Yeah.
But Edmonton versus Florida.
Same as last year, if yep. I'm not mistaken,
well,
right?
Last year was historic because I believe Florida was up 3-0 and then Edmonton made it 3-3 and there's a huge game seven, and game seven in Stanley Cup Finals is amazing.
Yeah.
Last night that game was great. I mean, it was 4-3 was the final score. Went to overtime.
Yeah.
Edmonton scored like really late in overtime. I was kind of hoping we get to like the penalty shootout.
They don't do that. They just keep going. They just keep going in the playoffs.
That's how much
yeah.
I know about hockey.
Yeah.
But I was locked in. And then tonight you get the NBA Finals.
Yep, the NBA Finals begin tonight, and I don't know how exciting that's going to be. The Stanley Cup Finals is fun because, little known fact, last year Edmonton would stop in Kansas City on their way to Florida and back because their plane wasn't big enough to fuel.
Yeah.
And so they would have to stop in Kansas City and refuel all the time. So I think, you know, from my standpoint, I'll root for Edmonton in this one because they're coming into Kansas City and hanging out and buying our gas, right?
Yeah.
And so flying back to Edmonton. I mean, that's a long flight, dude, from Miami to Edmonton. I can't imagine how long of a flight that is, 6-7 hours probably. And then you don't have a big enough plane, so you got to stop in KC to get some gas. And so 2 years in a row, we have the same Stanley Cup final. We've got mid-market teams in the NBA final right now, and really mid-market teams in the NHL Stanley Cup finals too. I mean, Florida is not a powerhouse, you know, team, and obviously Edmonton is not a huge market either. And so you've got, you know, the Stanley Cup finals and the NBA finals with kind of mid-majors, if you will, in it. It'll be real interesting to see how much the United States truly cares about the NBA finals and, you know, the Stanley Cup finals. And I'm not a huge NBA fan, as you guys know, but from a basketball standpoint, it's sure for you two guys who love the X's and O's and the basketball kind of stuff, it's a good basketball matchup in the NBA finals. It just doesn't bring the cachet of the Knicks or the Celtics or right. the Lakers, you know?
I mean, the Celtics were in the finals last year, and it was the lowest rated final since the COVID year. So it's not just a team problem. It's an NBA problem.
Yeah.
It's a Baltimore, show me his face. It's that guy's problem, and he needs to figure it out. Look, you have SGA versus Halliburton. I think that's probably the big matchup that you'll see. What will Halliburton's dad be like in the finals?
Right.
I'm sure that'll be amped up even more. I'm sure he's, what did they say on Levitard's show? Like, oh, shucks, Halliburton's dad got banned from courtside, so we'll put him in a suite.
In a suite, yeah.
yep.
And that's
Darn.
What they did. But now yeah. I think he's been released from the suite and he's allowed on the court, maybe. I don't know.
He's in a halfway house in
yeah,
the stadium?
He's in the lower level now. He yeah. went from the mid level to the lower level. Not quite the court yeah. yet, but like the middle level is where he's kind of allowed, right?
Yeah, he's half court, five rows up, shots.
Yeah.
Darn. Really punished that guy. We really got him.
Right.
Oh, man.
So we'll see. I mean, we'll see if people are interested in that series. And, you know, I know the NBA is already saying they're not going to judge things based on TV ratings and all that. But, I mean, that's how we've always judged things in sports, yep. how many people are watching. And, again, I mean, we continue to go back to, well, the NFL, everybody wants to be the NFL. And I just tell these sports leagues, stop trying to be the NFL. You be the best version of you that you can be, because nobody's going to be the NFL. Nobody can hold a candle to that league, yet everybody's trying. Stop focusing on what the NFL does. And just do what you do best, man. Put your best product out there. And if you play entertaining basketball games and they're close late, people will find their way to the television set to watch these things.
Over under 5.5 games.
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to take the over, I think, just because the NBA and the TV networks and everybody makes money once it gets to game 5, game 6, and game 7. I heard something the other day, and I don't know if this was on our sister station. Like, if they would have played a game 7 at Madison Square Garden, there's talk that was a $100 million game by the time you sold all wow. the tickets, all the concessions, and all. And they're like, that's part of the reason Tibbs got fired. Had they made a game 7 and were able to have all that money coming in,
yeah,
you know, and they didn't have a game 7, didn't play well in game 6, game 7 would have been at the Garden. Like, that's probably $100 million payday that they missed out on. And so I think with the NBA and sports in general, where it is right now, give me some good games. People will come to the table. They'll watch this kind of stuff if the games are good. But if they're blowouts, even we've seen these 20-point comebacks, even if they are blowouts, I just don't think the casual fan's going to turn it on and see a 20-point game and go, ooh, I'm captivated by this. But give me a tie game with 2 minutes to go. I think you'll get everybody you know, watching that thing.
People be locked in. Yeah, I think it all depends on the night. If the Pacers do not win tonight, it is a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. If they win tonight, It's a 6 or 7, baby, and this is going to be a great series.
So it's all about the Pacers winning tonight.
This game tonight. Yes. Yeah. If they do not win tonight, the series is over.
And if they don't win tonight, well, we have that referee in game 3 to make sure that it does go game 5. Because, again, that's where you make your money. Game 5, 6, and 7. The first 4 games are grandfathered in. That's where everybody breaks even. Games 5, 6, and 7 are when these folks make their big money. So that's why I think there probably will be at least a game 5. I'll go the over. I'll take a game 6 in this one.
There you go.
Coming where are you going?
I'm going to go under. I think that's going to be a sweep.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma City sweeps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're just too good. They're too big. They're too fast. Too young. Get used to Oklahoma City. That's the team of the future in the NBA. Whether you like it or not, that's the team. I mean, the Chiefs are the team of the future in the NFL, like it or not. They drafted well. They have a great GM. Similarities are there for the Oklahoma City Thunder as well. Mm-hmm. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.